Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I don't know if we have the power to make it to the playoffs this year. We're just too hurt, and that's okay. But I'm thinking that what I want to look at is the youth. You know, the youngsters are the team's future. And I think that's what the podcast will be for the next few weeks is how good our youth is. And I was thinking about the other day how the Blackhawks just weren't quite there yet. And they have this kid by the name of DeBrincat that's just awesome. And look at them now. They're going to be the fourth seed in the playoffs, it looks like. From what I saw yesterday, I believe they won their game. So we're 7 points down right now. And we play Tampa Bay, the defending Stanley Cup champs, and they are that good. I hate to say it, but they are. I mean, they beat us in 6 games in the finals last year, and Andrei Vasilevskiy, he's just an incredible goaltender. I used to think that it was more about the defense in front of him, why he was so good. Any goaltender would be great if they have a good defensive front to, you know, support him and sustain him in the middle of the ice. But at the end of the day, we put shots from every part of the ice. We made him stand on his head, and he didn't let but one in. You know, we had a 5-on-3 at one point, and we couldn't get anything past him. I mean, that's how good of a goaltender he is. But right now, I'm thinking what I want to do from now on is have an abstract view of this season to be able to look at things in a broader perspective. You know, we have a very, very good team coming. Unfortunately, we have some key pieces out. And when you have key pieces out, it doesn't matter how good you are. You need all your pieces to make a run. And we just don't have them. A Tyler Seguin, for example, that was playing really well during the playoffs, wasn't even completely healthy. You know, he has that hip surgery and he never returned this year. But what would it be like if we had a full roster, a healthy Tyler Seguin? So his point production would have been incredible to help us out right now. Jason Robertson, the young forward that we have, I really believe that he's going to be a superstar in this league. There'll be many games this year that he's gotten goals late in the game to keep us in the game or help us win a game or two. So right now it's about the youngsters, you know. Ty Dellandrea, for example. I've said this before to a couple of my friends. He reminds me a lot of Anthony Roussel. He's no longer with us. He plays for the Canucks now, but an antagonist and a great defensive player, a very defensive-minded forward, and he has the ability to distribute the puck really well, and he's going to get a lot of points in this league. I'm not sure how many goal scorers he'll get, but he'll definitely be an incredible assist guy, and you need those guys too to distribute the puck in games. So the biggest thing is for all of us, let's just watch these games with that abstract view. You know, I don't think we'll make the playoffs, and even if we did, I don't know if I'd want to right now. You know, we're just too hurt, we're too beat up, and I wouldn't want to put that product on the ice when it come playoff time. Even if we had Tyler Seguin back that late in the year, he wouldn't have enough time to practice. And I'm not sure how good that would be. Let's go ahead and enjoy the rest of the season for what it is. The Youngster Show is what I'm going to call this podcast, because it's definitely the Youngster Show. And we have a lot of potential to be very good for a long time. You know, a 56-game season, unfortunately, with some of the starts and stops that we had no control over, the beginning with the corona, with the corona protocol stuff at the beginning of the year, then the ice storm that we had to stop and start, and that just doesn't help a season, especially when you're playing as many games as we do in hockey. So I'm not done watching, and I'm not done giving you wonderful podcasts, but I think I'm going to look at it just like that. Let's look at what's good, what to build on, because right now, that's where we are. And I know as coaching standpoint concerned, Rick Bowness can't afford to do that right now. He's got to keep everybody motivated. That's his job. But as a fan base, it's okay to back up a little bit and say, hey, we don't have everything right now to make a run. And that we have really good youth. And let's look at things from an abstract and an optimistic point of view so that we can get better. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Thank you guys for enjoying the podcast. And when playoffs come, we'll just be talking playoff hockey, who's in. We'll watch the games. We'll make a bubble. We'll make a bracket. I don't know if we're going to be in a bubble again or not. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. But we'll have fun when the bracket comes together. Because that's always a fun part, to see who's in and how they're going to do. Well, we're going to continue to have a good time. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Go Stars.